Welcome to the Bipolar Chatterbox in the year 2020. What's up, y'all? What's up? I'm back. It's been a while. I know. It's been a while since we had a chat. You know, but I feel like the beginning of the decade was a great time to come on back. To be honest, y'all, when I was a kid, I never thought that I'd be in my 30s. I never thought that I'd, you know, make it to 2020 because I was so sure that the rapture was going to happen. Any of y'all remember the Left Behind books? Yeah, that's what I read at the last decade, boy. Anyway, so that's how I started my last decade. This decade, I started off with meditation. As the clock struck 12, I was crisscross applesauce with my meditative, my guided meditation on. My wife was sitting next to me on what we call the fainting couch. And everybody had their little spot, and everyone was in their own mind. And everyone was being peaceful, meditative, and mindful as we brought in the new decade. Now, I know a lot of you guys didn't do that because I was just like y'all. I was the guy in the club. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you best but in the club was like my theme song. And as I grew up, I went to church a few times for watching night ceremonies, you know. But this year, I wanted to start differently. I wanted to start with authentic power as my purpose. I wanted to claim it. I wanted it to be manifested into my life. So therefore, I take purposeful steps with it. Now, I will not bore you guys with all meditative stuff today. No. I know it's been a while since we've had a chat. So today we're going to do a little bit of catching up. Holiday season has gone by. We've all spent money, so we all need to sit still and save it up, right? So I would talk to you about a few lessons, you know, like my kid was here in town. You know, that was, you know, pretty tight. Also, my company is doing a few new things. You know, we have some new bracelet designs coming out. That's really been occupying a lot of my time, you know, but I really enjoy it. And also, some of the people that I've been meeting are so influential that we're now going to be able to do business together. So I'm just going to briefly touch on a lot of these things so you guys can catch up. And future episodes, you know, we're going to, you know, get right into, you know, step 1, 2, and 3, how we normally do it. But today is a day of just catching up. Guys, sit back, relax. I, your host, Cash Eugene, shall hold your hand as we go through the first episode in 2020. All right, guys, if you couldn't tell, I'm a bit of a nerd, all right? I'm a super nerd. That was some Futurama right there for you, you know? I don't know how many chances I'll get at the top of a decade to shout out like some Futurama, but with that being said, I like to take every element of my life and implement it into what I'm doing. So I'm a silly individual. I have bipolar disorder. I was an electronic technician in the Navy. So I wanted to find a way to live life now, right? So I've created a company where it's centered on being a resourceful hub of information for bipolar information. You know, I want, for those of you who was in the military, if you're familiar with the MWR or the USO type of services that existed, like if you're on a new base in Hawaii, you've never been there before, you could go down to this little center, you can, you know, play it on a computer, you can play on the Xbox or the PlayStation, you can rent canoes, basketballs, whatever else is out there in the actual surrounding area for you to do in the community. You can also just find people hanging out. You can find pamphlets and resources, like there's a resource center. I'm creating something just like this, along with career services, things of that nature. That's the really big, ambitious goal, right? But before I start that, I gotta have the energy behind it. And if you guys will go back to episode 1 of the Bipolar Chatterbox, I talked about a power station. I felt like I was at a power station and I had this beautiful resource of energy that I could give to people, but it took a lot for me to run down into the fields and then to give you energy and run back to the power station. So what I had to do was create a device that would allow me to save my energy, but at the same time, give out lessons and give away this energy without taxing myself. Because his energy is mental health welfare, mental health well-being, to be more specific. So with that being said, one of the tools that I use from that resource is aromatherapy. And so through aromatherapy, I've created a tool to bring aromatherapy with me. That can't be too abstract. I mean, like, think about it, guys. You can't have aromatherapy if you don't have the essential oils around you, right? If you're at work, if you're working with your hands, doing things, you may not have, I don't know, frankincense or lavender spray somewhere nearby. You can spray it in the air, and that may not be ideal for you. So what I've done is created bracelets that are diffuser bracelets, right? But they're more than that. They're also remindful aromatherapy bracelets. And I use that silly nature of mine, that cartoon loving, anime loving, video game loving, I use that as the backdrop for how I even design these bracelets. To be honest, I have a character. His name is Candy Bear Jones. You guys will be introduced to him here in a few weeks, okay? Trust me. I'm working with an artist right now, and we're getting some big things done. But anyway, he is what is creating these bracelet designs for me, to be honest. He's going through a story. He's going through a journey. And on his journey, one of the major things is aromatherapy. So I'll get into that story another day. But right now, what you should know is that I have bracelets for sale. Hey! But these bad boys were developed from intuition, ingenuity, and also science. You see, I got a degree in psychology, so I learned the importance of case studies. I've learned the importance of reading research that's happened before and then improving on it. And so one of the things about aromatherapy is it's automatic. You smell, it's called an olfactory smell response. You know, you smell, your brain does things, boom, done. You don't have to think about it. That's biological. So what I've done is created some bracelets, guys. Put them on your arms, take them to work, take them to school. Don't take them in the shower. You can, I guess, you know, but you know, take them with you because it will remind you in moments, in tough moments, to be who you are. It's going to remind you to start your 2020 off in a mindful kind of space. Now, last thing I'm going to add on that, Cedarwood and Lang Lang. Or maybe it's Yang Yang. Y-L-A-N-G, Ylang, Ylang. I love this smell. It is as if you went to the woods and you snapped a twig, right, off a tree. And if the inside of that tree smelled sweet, that is how this smells. That is how this smells. It's sweet wood, if you will. And I like it. I like it. I use jade for a lot of my things, but then I also use other types of gemstones and other crystals because everyone can't afford jade. So I get that. So you guys come on by legatumlink.com. This is where you can find any bracelet design I've ever designed in the past. If I've put it online, I keep that resource. I keep those beads handy. Even if I haven't made that for like a year, I still keep it stocked. This is something that it was a hobby, but now it's turned more into a business model. You know, so I just like to put it out there. First things first, get the business out the way. I've been talking for like 6 minutes about, you know, these bracelet designs. So if you haven't got a chance to check them out, go to legatumlink.com or you can check out my Instagram. It's at Castologist. All of these things will be made for you. I have links for you everywhere that you can find them. And when you put these bad boys on, it's going to remind you of three things: harmony, balance, and stability. These are the three elements I feel that if you use these every single opportunity you can, you will beat bipolar disorder. You see, because bipolar disorder is not just a one symptom kind of diagnosis. It's a bunch of them, and they're mixed up, and they all look different on each and every different person. So that can be kind of hard to, you know, navigate life when you have something that can be so unique, yet so chaotic. So I want to help, you know, people to train their minds. Practice makes perfect. You look down, if you're reminded about your harmony or your balance or your stability in a rough moment, then the bracelet has done its job. So, guys, I want to thank you in advance for your purchases already. You know, some of you guys have bought some in my pre-sale days, and I appreciate that. It gives me motivation to make some more stuff happen. So, with that being said, guys, we're going to shift gears just a little bit, because now that I've talked to you about what the braces are, I just want to talk to you guys about, like, what life looks like for someone who lives with bipolar disorder, type 1, the manic one, just so y'all know, and moves forward with trying to create a stable lifestyle that includes, you know, stable, you know, finances, stable relationships, stable emotional states. So, yeah, guys, let's change tunes real quick. One thing I can say for sure is that when it comes to passion, listening to yourself, self-discovery, internal listening, self-governance, all of those things, the more time I've put into this area in my own life, I've come to realize that I'm something of a warrior, but not your typical barbarian in the Colosseum, not your typical or even your modern day front lines, you know, in Iraq with your guns, so on and so forth. Though I did my time in the Navy, I'm not speaking about being a physical warrior. I am talking about a warrior in the metaphysical sense, in the abstract, in the mental sphere of life. You got individuals who build their body. You got individuals who build their mind. I choose to build my mind. I try to keep my body, you know, together, but I try to build my mind because that's an area of life that my passions kind of followed. And in doing so, I started realizing that other people didn't necessarily follow this path in life. Growing up, education was very important to my mother. My father, he was a Muslim. Philosophy was his big thing. I also was a Muslim as a child. I even tried to emancipate myself when I was 14 because it was Ramadan. My mom was trying to make me eat before it was sundown, you know? So I know what it's like to be in a family of individuals who cherish the mind. And so in my own life struggles, my own challenges, my own joys and everything else, those things have blended together to where I feel like I am a warrior of the mind, because when I see other people not standing up for themselves or not able to do it, I feel inclined to step in and help them. That's not always a good idea. But with that being said, I've started lining my life up to where it feels more natural. For instance, my company, Legatum Link LLC. That's what it is currently, but we're working very hard right now. We got some articles of incorporation that we're working on. We've selected some board members and we're talking to those individuals. But the name and the stature of the business is changing to a nonprofit organization, because as I went through all the things that I wanted to do in my life, as I went through and tried them on mentally in my mind, right? And when it came to my company, when I realized the direction that we were headed, I realized a nonprofit approach is way more beneficial, not because of a bottom dollar, but because of what I believe success looks like in the mental health field. I feel that success looks like me being able to reach out and touch people that I could never have done if I had just stayed stagnant in my books, in my own little world. That is to say, I can use a company, I can use my jewelry business, I can use my podcasting, I can use life coaching, I can use all elements that equal who I am to better the world that I am a part of. And to be 100% honest, my existential reason for being, I do believe, is to help others to find their path. That's it. Finding the path is not easy. If you've ever been a kid who played in the woods, or you went off road or anything like that, and you found like dirt roads, or you just happened to find like a clearing in the trees that made a path, the untaken or the unbeaten path, that one is so hard to find sometimes. And when you're dealing with the mental sphere, the mental health aspect of being a human being, it can be very, very hard to traverse these things because we keep these things silent. We keep our sufferings silent. We'll tell you about our joys. We'll tell you about our triumphs, but we won't tell you about the work it took to get there. We won't tell you about the trauma that initiated even, you know, going down said journey. Well, I feel it's important to talk about certain things, especially in the bipolar sphere, because this veil of secrecy over our emotional health is starting to really, really hurt us. And we're able to see that on the inverse on how sharing, talking, talk therapy, catharsism, you know, being cathartic, you know, that's what they call it. That's that feeling of release you get when you talk to a friend or a therapist or to a life coach and you get something off your chest or you work through something just by talking it out. You know, talk therapy is very important. And in doing so, we realize that, yo, we've been missing something. And so especially in the Black community, I'm not hearing enough talk, especially when it comes around the dialogue of bipolar disorder. I'm not hearing enough talk about positivity, about accountability, and I'm definitely not hearing that much about spirituality. I see that we're getting away from religion as a society. You know, we're getting a lot more PC, politically friendly with each other, things of that nature. We accept things that even though morally we don't believe in them or we don't tolerate these things, we do them at face value. We do them at face value. And in doing so, we've trained our society to give away our authentic power. If you don't believe something, if you don't feel it, if it's not right for you, speak up. If something rubs you the wrong way, speak up. Choose your battles, of course, but speak up. But a lot of individuals I see will not do this. So there are those, like children. You will protect a child who's crossing the street and you see a car coming. You will step out. You will probably try to pull the kid back. You yell, hey, get out of the street, something. Same concept when I see adults making decisions that are going to be just horrible and detrimental to their lives. A lot of times I do speak up when I see something like that happening. Now, if someone is just, you know, making their own mistakes in life, I let that happen. If people ask me for advice, I definitely want to be able to help them. But a big part of who I am is full immersion. I got my degree in psychology because I wanted to know the measures of the mind. I was having problems. I didn't understand some of the emotional dialogue that I was having with myself. It was starting to scare me a little bit, to be honest. And this is while I was leaving the Navy. And so the professionals there weren't giving me the answers that I needed. So now that I'm out of the Navy, I had to either continue my journey of self-discovery. I could put it down and live life like everyone else, which is what I did. You know, and that led to some very, very detrimental consequences. But to avoid other people going down my path, I feel that the answers that I find, as I find them, I want to leave them for you. Whether it be, again, in my craft jury, I leave a lot of messages in there. Whether it be in my messages that I speak about on my podcast, whether it be the services that I provide through my company. Now, I'm telling you guys, this year, 2020, is going to be a big year for a lot of people. Beginning of the year is always really big for a lot of people. The New Year's resolutions, things of that nature. But I think 2020 is going to be a little bit more special because I felt even like as 2017 and 18, you know, they got up, started ramping up the social movement, the ability of the people to speak up for their fellow man, you know, not only themselves, but for their fellow man became kind of a norm, you know. Now, we have, of course, you know, your people who are trolls on the internet, things like that. They'll speak out on anything. But I'm talking about with all the riffraff, you have those who are genuinely trying to help this world heal. And with those people out there, with me meeting those individuals here or there in different countries, in different states, in different, you know, walks of life, in different parts of their journey, with me meeting you guys and knowing that you exist, I am motivated to do a show like this. Not just one where I'm talking about the different things that I'm doing, but just to do the bipolar chatterbox, period. Because I know that it's going to help someone. I know that for a fact. Because I will come back and listen to my own podcast when I say, for instance, going through a bouts of negative self-thinking. And I just need to like remember the steps to not down myself. I need to remember some nuggets that I've learned. Well, as I research these episodes and then I talk to you guys, it's valuable information that I myself used. So I use it. And then if there's something that doesn't work or needs some, maybe it's not, it doesn't hold true for all time or for all situations, then, I readdress it. So I do my best to be non-biased. I try not to have a skewed perception. I try not to lean one way. And because I'm black, because I'm man, I try not to let those things, those privileges, I try not to let those cloud my judgments and the things that I say, because I want you guys to be authentic in who you are as well. So with that being said, feel free to reach out to me. We have the Facebook presence, the Bipolar Chatterbox Podcast. It's a Facebook group there. You can find me on my Instagram at the Castologist. You can find me on Facebook, Cash Eugene. You can use all these avenues to reach out to me. And the reason why I'm doing that is because the goal and mission of my company, end of the day, is to help those with bipolar disorder by being a hub of information. Being a centralized, focalized point for bipolar and mental health resources. This is what Legatum is all about. Legatum is legacy for Latin, by the way. And my legacy would be one of mental health healing. There we go. Make it more clear. So with that being said, guys, I've given this mission to my kid. Over the holidays, she came down from Maryland and she was hanging out with her old dad. She got some cool stuff, even though she was messing up the school this year. I hope you hear me, baby. she still got her record player. We went to the record store. We had some real bonding time over music, but we also had bonding time over. I sat down with my kid, guys, and I explained to her, hey, this is what the family business is all about. And then I explained to her, dad has bipolar disorder. She's 10 now. She's making choices that will affect, the rest of her world, whether she knows it or not, but I'm letting her know that whatever she does in life, dad's over here. I'm a distant father. She lives in Maryland. I'm in Atlanta. It is what it is. But I want her to know that I'm working towards something in the future that is not just for me, but for her as well. And for the rest of society. I told her it is hers if she wants to take over it. But I would train her. I would show her everything along the way. She would not just be flailing in the wind. I made her my little apprentice. But then her apprenticeship was over very quickly because I realized I wanted a protege. I wanted a protege as I'm teaching all these things. So as I teach, as I learn, as I grow, I'm hoping that the world around me begins to change a little bit. Because I have a little girl who I want to impress. But should that not be enough, I at least want to create the platform to where if she wants to come up behind me, if someone else in society wants to come up behind me and actually, take over the mantle and take it to new heights, it's there for that. I'm changing to a nonprofit because I feel more of a servant of the people. I can talk about bipolar issues that are particular to just me, but I feel like if I was to do just that, That's only satisfying myself. There may be those who have similar symptoms or similar problems, but that seems like a very, very selfish, very egocentric approach towards business and mental health information. I feel that it is best to give out information that comes from the heart, that is true, and is time tested. So, if it doesn't have science back behind it now, I'm hoping that the science is coming. such as like when it comes towards emotional regulation and different types of medication. I talk about meds all the time. I am a big proponent for meds. I say yes, thumbs up to meds, as long as you don't overdo it. I'm on a good combination myself now. A friend of mine's actually, she says, I'm on Vraylar again. Some of you guys have been keeping up with my adventure, but we've got Vraylar and Prozac together, and those two we're calling now the Rolls Royce of bipolar medication. It really is. It really is something to be able to claim your mind, whether it be through mindfulness, medication, or just straight up therapy. So even though I have my own journey, I still use my medication. I still talk to my professionals, and I advise you to do the same. Never let someone talk you out of talking to an actual professional, someone who's going to look deep at you for who you are, give you proper steps, proper techniques, proper diagnosis. Diagnoses? Diagnoses? Either way, you guys know what I'm talking about. But enough of the boring stuff. All right, guys, I'm gonna get up out of here right now. If you want to keep up, again, catch me on my Facebook. Go to the Instagram, definitely. If you want to check out any of the craft jewelry, I have a presence on my website, and again on all these other different avenues, which I've been telling you to reach out to me. Guys, enjoy the beginning of your new year. All right. You only have one chance to start 2020 off right. Go ahead and give 2020 a good impression. Let 2020 know that you mean business. There are those of you out there who don't believe in God, don't believe in spiritual things, but you believe in things like the universe. Well, whatever you believe in, sometimes it doesn't matter. Call it into existence. Will it into existence. Begin this year. Call it out. Say, I will do this year how I want to do it. I feel like that's very important. Do this year how you want to do it. Your family is going to make demands on you. Your job is going to make demands on you. You're going to make demands on you. Who are you going to listen to first? The question is, who do you listen to first? All right, guys, that's been my time for this week. Now, there's one thing I wanted to do differently in 2020, and that was to be able to inspire and to give a gift of peacefulness. And one way I can do that is sort of like what I did with my wife. We sat still and we meditated as 2020, came into the new year. Well, I want to say for you guys right now, 2020 is already here. Some of you haven't given a thought to what you want to do with your year. Some of you haven't given a thought with what you want to do with your life. But right now, here in this moment, you can do so. I'll leave this track on for you to play so you can just think about some of the words that I said here today. Was there something that you wanted to hear said? Perhaps there's an issue that you're going through that you would like me to investigate for you. Hit me up on my socials, guys. I'm here to serve you. All right, guys, just like that, I'm out. Peace. All right, guys, that's my time. My name is Cash Eugene. I am a mental health warrior, and I am out. Peace.